Yeah, my main message is, remember, there are three major ways of voting. One is in person on election day at your polling place. And if you don't know where that might be this year or if it's changed, you can go to mnvotes.org to find out. The second way to vote is to vote in person by absentee, so not on election day, but during business hours on a day leading up to election day. And it's typically not at your normal polling place. So again, go to that website to find out where to go. And then the third option, which has enjoyed tremendous popularity this year, is voting from home. Going to the website mnvotes.org and ordering the ballot to come to you at home. And that one's particularly easy this year because of a new rule in effect statewide that allows everyone to postmark their ballot as late as Election Day, November 3rd, as long as it arrives 7 days later by November 10th. So even if you get it in the mail the day before, or I suppose the day of, and you vote it by November 3rd and pop it in the mail, you're still good to go.
And my understanding of it is that that's going to delay final results, obviously, since the count will be taking a little bit longer and it'll go through November 10th. Tell me a little bit about what that's going to look like. On the face of it, Minnesotans might hear that and think, well, we're not going to know who won any of the elections until a week after the election. Is that the case?
It's not the case. The first thing I want folks to know is that when they see that 100% of the ballots are not in by election night, as is the usual case, when they see that, just to know that that is very much by design. That's not an accident. That's not the result of someone screwing up. That's the design of the legislature this year and the courts, which have combined to change some of our normal rules because of the pandemic. So that's the way it's supposed to be. Second, in terms of knowing results, no, I strongly suspect and predict that we will know the vast majority of results and winners earlier rather than later, either on election night or shortly thereafter. And that's because we'll know how many ballots came in, obviously, but we'll also know how many ballots have yet to come in. We'll know the number of outstanding absentee ballots, and we're going to break it down by Minnesota State House District, which is a pretty granular level. And so we'll know, for example, in a particular legislative contest, if candidate A on election night is ahead by 500 votes, but if we also know that in that same district there are a maximum of 300 outstanding absentee ballots that have not come in yet that could even possibly come in, then mathematically you and your colleagues in the news media can call that race. We know candidate A will win. Mathematically, there's no way she can lose. We won't know for a week by how much she's won, whether she's won by a lot or a little, but we'll know that she's won. And I think most contests will be like that, not of the day seven nail biter variety where we won't know until November 10th.
As we get closer to election day, I know I've talked with you in the past about, obviously we've got a pandemic going, so you've strongly encouraged folks to vote by mail when possible, but we're going to have a lot of people who are going to be going to the polling places. How are you doing on polling election judges and things like that? I know you needed folks to do that. Do you have all the people that are required for election day?
Yeah, we feel very good about where we are right now on election judges. There's still pockets of folks trying to button up those last few people, but we really feel good that by and large, all over the state, people in counties and cities, they're the ones who hire and train and pay them. They are feeling very good about where they are. But if listeners are still interested in being an election judge, potentially, they can go to our website, mnvotes.org, and they can fill out an interest form. And just remember, that is a paid position. It's not a volunteer job. It is paid. And even the 2 hours of online training are also paid. And there's no geographic restriction. If you live in Minnetonka and you hear they need folks in Eagan or vice versa, you can absolutely do that. There's no restriction based on where you live.
I know that we've talked in the past about the safety of mail-in votes, and you've been advocating for that for quite some time since we've been in this pandemic. How about in-person polling safety and security? I know that the president a little while ago was encouraging poll watchers to come and take a look at what was happening in the precincts. Can folks feel safe going into their polling places on November 3rd?
Yeah, there are two dimensions of safety. One is the issue that you just talked about. Minnesota law is really clear. It strictly limits people who aren't voters from being in the polling place. So every political party, major political party, is allowed only one, just one person in the polling place, not an army, not two, not 10, just one. And once they get there, their range is limited. They can't come within 6 feet of a voter. They can't talk to a voter. And any challenge that they might make to a voter's eligibility has to be in writing and based on personal knowledge. That's the exact phrase in the law, personal knowledge. It can't be a whim or a guess or a bad feeling or a hunch, personal knowledge. The second dimension of safety is the literal one about safety in terms of health. And fortunately, we have a good experience in our statewide primary in August. We had a good dress rehearsal or dry run, you might say. And we'll do for November 3rd what we did in August, which purchased to all 3,000 polling places, PPE and supplies, masks, hand sanitizers, pumps, wipes, and protocols that will guarantee safety, such as wiping down the polling surface regularly.
One last thing I'd like to ask about. I know in the past couple elections, we've had word about interference from bad actors trying to, sort of manipulate our election results. And it's been the case here in Minnesota where they tried. They didn't get anywhere with it. What are you seeing this year?
Cautious optimism. We're working very closely with intelligence authorities. I will shortly be receiving my final scheduled intelligence briefing from the federal intelligence authorities. And they have their eyes on it in a way that no one did in 2016. So I'm feeling very good about it. Our systems are strengthened and hardened, even more so now and much more than they were in 2016, when we even then successfully fended off any possible attacks. So I'm feeling good. There's never a 100% guarantee ever. No institution, Target, U.S. Bank, our office, no one can tell you 100%, but we are minimizing the risks every day, and I feel good about where we are.
Very good, Mr. Secretary. Any final thoughts for voters?
Just to make sure that if they have any questions about their registration status or polling place or even who's on the ballot, you can go to mnvotes.org. That's a one-stop shop for so many different elections-related questions.